Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve and your Political Week in Review, broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. It's been another wild boar of a week. Oink, oink. The political dumpster's ablaze, but let's put out this shit show and reload your brain with the facts you actually need. All right, you little bastards. It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Come on, you feline. Start scratching the post. Holy moly. Take it away, gentlemen.
Taking it away, welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve, my guys, gals, and non-binary pals, back at it for another edition of Political Week in Review right here with The Vocal Minority.
Yeah, can't believe it's Friday. Can't believe it's December. There's a lot of things I can't believe nowadays. Politics is pretty high on that list.
So. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, this week seemed weird. I mean, it was a busy week all around. I feel like, you know, with all the outrageous weather on the East Coast and the Midwest and everything else. And then, yeah, throw the political problems that we're facing into it, and you get a big old fucking headache.
That's right. Is that why you're broadcasting from hell today?
It's warm in here, dude. It's cold in Seattle.
I mean more the red glow that we got going on.
It's warm, dude. I got a big old heater on.
I see. Okay, yeah. Very good. Hey, we got a website, thevocalminority.net. If you ever want to message us, you can do it right there. And if you want to massage us, then you need to find us where we live. We're open to offers, though.
Check with our partners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, dude, you just you brought up last week on the show, we were talking about Usha Vance's not wearing her wedding ring.
And, yes, and like, aging rapidly.
Yes, you did a great video for Really American, which, hey, guys, if you're watching the podcast, you probably know there's a ton of great shit on this platform. We've got a great team behind us that are constantly fighting the resistance. So make sure to check out these videos that are being posted on a daily basis. I bring it up because I woke up this morning, dude, and I don't know what happened to me. I was so swollen that I had to take my wedding ring off.
We're not talking morning wood here.
Not boner, dude. Swollen? My hands were swollen.
Well, that's not good, Trump. What are we talking about here? Circulation issues?
What's, you know? Better go get an MRI, I guess, right?
Well, those are standard. Every doctor can do them. So, yeah. And it's a mystery which part of you they're scanning. So that's fun. Water retention? Are you going through menopause? I know we're approaching 50 now.
Perimenopause? I don't know what it is, dude. I guess, you know, I'm just going to wait it. Every once in a while I get a little swollen. I'm trying to figure out if I eat, you know, high salt intake. I don't know, dude.
But. Maybe it's your ego, because we got people listening all over the world. United Kingdom chiming in. We got Oklahoma here. So these things will make your head swell, amongst other body parts.
Rachel's calling bullshit that we have people listening in China, right?
Why? Why would she doubt that?
No, people aren't listening in China. And then I talked to a mutual good friend of ours today that's well-respected in the media business, and I told him, hey, we have people like listening from China, and Rachel doesn't believe it. He was like, yeah, I tend to probably agree with her. I don't think anyone's, you know, listening in China.
What's the inference? That it's a bot or just some government operative? I mean,
yeah.
And exactly. Why China? I mean, we got Australia, we got the United Kingdom, we got India, we've got all parts of Asia. Is it just China they're doubting?
Just China, dude. That's the only one that China. I'm getting any pushback on. China.
Well, no, okay. So. Listen, I don't know what the hell that's about, but it's a worldwide phenomenon, and yeah, it's the Friday show. I hesitate to say what time it is. Just after 3 on the West Coast of America, 6 o'clock in the East Coast. UK, I'm guessing it's, what, 8 hours ahead of us, give or take?
7, yeah.
So 11 o'clock at night. You should be going to bed soon, so.
Yeah, well, don't parent anyone, dude. You can stay up as late as you want. You've earned the right.
So. We're a good reason to. I don't know what time it is in China. But if you're watching there, please, somebody chime in so yeah. Mrs. Reynolds could be put in her place.
That's right. We need to do it.
Someone does.
All right, dude. You got a ton of shit today?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
All right. Let's get it on.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Captain America mug today because I'm fighting the good fight.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't get a package today, did you? Another package?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
All right.
I was hoping, I have?
Yeah, I think you got it. And I was hoping you'd check before the show because I wanted to see your face. So
this is how Nick and I flirt with each other. Hey, you got a package over there?
A package?
Look at this person. UK is 5 hours ahead. From where? From where you are.
Yeah, right.
We're on the West Coast, so that means they're 8 hours ahead for us, right?
That's right. Yeah.
It's math. It's science.
It's science.
Okay, where to start? Are we supposed to be starting with something, or am I just jumping anywhere?
I think just jump in, because I don't know. I didn't ask.
Okay. Nick and I never know what the thumbnail is they do for the show. It's a fun mystery that we all have together. So
yeah, maybe you guys in the chat can tell us.
Yeah, right? Okay, midnight in Europe here. Oh, okay, see? Global audience, Reynolds family.
That's right.
But anyway, so we had the arrest announced for the January 6th pipe bomb guy. Finally, 5 years it took.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, 5 years. That's crazy, dude.
It is crazy. And listen, I always hesitate whenever any of these sort of public shootings or whatever come out. Like, I don't love pouncing on the whole, like, whose team are they on thing. But when the person announces it, I feel like we kind of got to cover it. And also the fact that Trump and everyone keeps saying that we're the party of violence and that nothing Trump has ever said has ever led to any sort of violence or dissent.
Yeah.
Just skipping over that whole January 6th thing. But, January 6th pipe bomb suspect made stunning pro-Trump confessions to the feds already.
Yeah. What has been said, Steve?
He said Trump is awesome. let's see here. He said the man charged, I'm just reading from the news, the man charged with planting two pipe bombs in D.C. on the eve of the January 6th Capitol riots told the FBI that he believes in the 2020 election conspiracy that it was stolen. So, I mean, literally, where else could that possibly come from other than Emperor Trump?
Yeah, no one else was, other people were saying it, but Trump was definitely leading the charge, so that's where you got it from.
Yes, I mean, so that's just a straight-up Trump talking point. So, the guy's name is Brian Cole, 30-year-old from Woodbridge, Virginia, arrested Thursday and is now speaking with the FBI. People briefed on the matter confirmed these things to CNN and to NBC. Provides insight into possible motive for planting the explosives near both the RNC and the DNC headquarters there in D.C. The night before the infamous Capitol riots. Pipe bomb did not detonate. So another proof that he's mega. He's smart enough to follow the directions.
I was confused by that. I mean, if it was MAGA, you know, why would they put it by the Republican and Democrat?
Well, I can think of a few theories. One, maybe to distract attention away from the obvious source. But I would also think anyone who is a MAGA loyalist like that must assume that the Republican Party is also in on it, that they're not fighting the conspiracy. They didn't fight that the election was stolen.
Part of the swamp.
Yeah, you know, I think there is, you know, we always say right now, if you call yourself a Republican, you're MAGA. But this was back just after the election. So there were Republicans and there were MAGA, and Trump lost. So I think probably somebody like that was expecting the mainstream Republican world to jump in on the conspiracy. So perhaps he was trying to strike a blow to both.
Yeah, maybe it was a strike to Pence, you know, because Pence was going to certify the election and everything else. So, yeah, he thought, you know, he was being taken down by both sides.
Yeah, so makes sense. But, you know, I assume right now this will be all the news where we're here. What has been going on in the last year or two? Anytime there's a shooter, a bomber, whatever, it dominates the news cycle for about a day, and then you never hear about it again.
Completely. We've made that comment often, and, like, I know we take a lot of flack for, you know, we talk about shootings that happen in America, but we've made the comment frequently that, like, this just all starts to meld together. I'm not saying that's an acceptable way to live, but it's just the facts. You know, when I sent Kenny some of our news for the day, he was like, oh, bombing in D.C.? What? I didn't even hear about that. Shit.
Yeah, which one?
You know, yeah. And I was like, oh, latest? The pipe bomb. He was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's crazy. So, yeah, like, people just, I mean, it all just kind of melds together and gets lost in the news.
It does. And what Brenda here is saying, Felon 47 will pardon him. If this pipe bomber guy was smart, he would have gotten himself arrested on January 6th. Because I guarantee you, whatever pardon those idiots got would have covered something like this.
Yeah.
Because it happened, you know, essentially the same day.
Yeah.
And will he actually pardon him? I mean, that's a great question, because God, this guy is a mega loyalist, apparently, spewing these talking points. But you also, your FBI arrested him. They're trying to blame Biden for, you know, missing some clues or whatever it is. So they're painted into a little bit of a corner on this one.
Dude, if Pelosi would have just accepted or given the National Guard, everything would have been fine. You know, this will end up, I mean, look, the guy that's running our country said last week that affordability is a Democrat hoax.
Yeah.
Like, you can turn anything into a Democratic hoax, apparently.
I do love, like, I know your brothers, MAGA, and any of these J6, you know, sympathizers are making excuses or whatever. Like, do you find it at all ironic that Trump tried to say that day, hey, can't call in the National Guard. Like, Pelosi's the only one that could have done it. I can't call in the National Guard.
Yeah.
And now he's just calling them in to deliver pizzas, basically. I mean,
he's
putting them everywhere. All of a sudden now he can call them up whenever he wants.
Yeah. And just get them in easily. So, yeah, put them anywhere. So,
So I don't know. I mean, that's about all I got to say on this at the moment, that Trump is clearly to blame, quote unquote, for putting this kind of garbage in the guy's head. Not saying he helped to make the pipe bombs or anything, but he's definitely a mega moron. And yeah, I mean, he couldn't even rig the things up correctly. So,
yeah, no, it's funny also, dude, because I've seen Dan Bongino, I've seen Cash Patel. There's been plenty of people who have been coming out and talking about, like, what an amazing job that the FBI did with this and everything else. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, dude. It's been quite a few years. Like, you could have done this a little quicker, it seems to me.
Yeah. And I like to call him Don Bongino because I just think it has a better ring to it. So I'm renaming him that,
okay.
Don Bongino.
All right. Duly noted.
I saw Mr. Don Bongino being asked, like, hey, wait a minute. They play clips of his old podcast where he was saying that this is some sort of inside job, conspiratorial, pipe bombing, blah, blah, blah. So now they asked him, like, all right, now that you're in the FBI, like, still think it's an inside job? You just announced the arrest? Did you hear what he had the balls to say?
No.
He said, back then I was paid for just my opinions. Now I'm paid to pursue facts. Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that a telling statement right there?
Dude.
Of your, and, you know, I'm not trying to paint all podcasters this way because Nick and I try to call it like it is. But there is a massive difference between saying that I used to get paid for my opinions. Now I'm going after facts. It just puts a spotlight on Mega World. When you're going after the facts, it takes you down a completely different road. When you're doing your mega conspiracy theory bullshit, it takes you down the entertainment road where you're just some podcast guy.
Yes, completely. I mean, we've been put in situations before where people have said, like, oh, we want you to do this project for us or whatever. And, you know, if we don't feel comfortable doing it, you know, like a lot of clickbait type shit. Like, we'll just say, no, dude, that's not what we're about. Because, yeah, we do have some responsibility to the people that are listening to us, right?
Now, you know, I've passed on some stories where the connections are vague. And I'm like, I'm not going to make the connection if it's not actually there. So,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Good afternoon from Whidbey Island, Washington. Whidbey Island. Oh, boy.
Wow. I was going
to go get coffee after the show.
Nice. Yeah. Whidbey Island, dude. Beautiful.
Will your wife believe somebody in America is listening to us? Or
I don't think it was an insult, dude. I don't think it was supposed to be an insult. It was just like, oh, you might want to check on that because I don't know if people can download the show in China and listen to you guys.
I was check like, on oh. what? I mean, yeah, the podcast, I mean, we've got them on the map. But is YouTube not available in China? I know there's some level of filtering over there, but...
Yeah, like I know in Albania, like you could have YouTube, but they don't allow ads in Albania. So you have to go through like a different... I don't know. I don't know, dude. It's just what people are saying. People are saying, are you sure?
A lot of people are saying, like Robert here, that is what's happening. Right-wing podcasts are often made because it gives you an easy, large audience. Nick and I have said that for years. That it, I mean, they are just preaching to the little sheep over there. None of those people are actually as conservative as they claim to be, because you're never conservative on every damn issue. But they know if they play a certain tune that all the little sheep will dance, and you can make a living off of it quite easily.
Well, dude, we did a little experiment with it. Did we do it on April Fool's Day? Is that what we did?
Yeah, and it was kind of funny timing, too. So, yeah, this past April Fool's Day, and the show's out there still on our main podcast page, but Nick and I did the entire show as Mega. We just thought, like, let's just have fun. Let's just do the opposite show. We're just going to pretend we're conservatives. And it was, on one level, it was nauseating, but it was also very freeing.
Well, it was
like
easy.
Not be bound by the truth.
Yeah, you didn't have to have any facts, dude. You could just spew shit.
Exactly.
It was easy to talk for an hour.
And the funny part of it was, I don't know if you remember this, but we posted that show, and like within a day or two, that is when Really American first contacted us and said, like, yes. You know, hey, like maybe you guys should come over to our team. And we're like, yeah, go check out our TikTok page. And I'm like, oh, shit. All of the newest clips are all of us pretending to be Mega.
I thought we ended up taking it down.
I started frantically deleting. Like, good God, I can't let these people see. They think that we're actually Mega or something. Like, it was pretty funny. But
yeah.
But yeah, the episode was, it was funny. But yeah, it is somewhat freeing to just live in that bubble of denial where you can make up any facts you want.
Yeah.
Every time you tried to refute anything I said, I would just be like, you know, Biden, just fake news, just, you know.
Fake news, not true. I had no place to go because I wasn't fighting facts with facts. So yeah. No, pretty freaking crazy for sure. Steve, let's kick this ball to another court and talk a little soccer if you're ready for that.
Soccer, yes. American football.
Yes.
European football? I don't know. I'm not a soccer fan.
You hate it or you just have never gotten into it?
I'm really American, Nick, so I'm just not into soccer. Listen, I used to play soccer like middle school and high school and stuff, but no, professionally, I've never got into it like most Americans.
Did you eat oranges at halftime?
Yes, my mom would bring them down to the sidelines for us all, but yeah. So soccer, FIFA, is that what?
Yeah, FIFA president Gianni Infantino presented President Trump with the inaugural FIFA Peace Prize.
Yeah.
This just took place today. Let's watch a little video of it. Let me see if I can find this because, well, I don't know where anything is. Okay, here we go.
I just want to introduce a friend of mine who I just noticed in the audience. He's in charge of a very small sport called here, soccer, over there, football. So nobody knows really what to call it.
That's people know what to call it. I mean, if you're in America, you call it soccer. If you're not, you call it football.
Sure.
Like, we get it.
Johnny, thank you very much. The head of FIFA is here. And I can report to you that we have sold more tickets than any country anywhere in the world at this stage of the game. And I think we probably broke all records before you even get close, and you have a big event on Friday.
That can't be true.
At the Trump Kennedy Center. Oh, excuse me, at the Kennedy Center. Pardon me, I'm such a terrible mistake, Marco. At the Kennedy Center, and I look forward to seeing you there. But I want to congratulate you. No, it's really taken the world by storm. You've never done anything like what's happening.
Come on, dude. Let's be frank here. In America, maybe we've never done anything quite like this, but like, you realize how huge soccer is in other countries, right?
Of course. I know it's the biggest sport worldwide. That's why I say, like, really? America just sold more tickets than anywhere else?
Yeah, Trump claimed during this peace deal that the World Cup ticket sales have hit records. They haven't ever hit so many until they teamed up with Trump, praising the U.S., the demand that was happening. And here's
an American record?
Sure. Yes, dude, of course. Because it's, come on, dude, we're just getting going here with this, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
And the mega idiots will buy anything he's selling, clearly.
Yeah, buy a ticket, get a free cologne. Prices are starting at $60 for some matches, but they can get a lot more expensive. But in some markets, this is very affordable, you know, to go take your family to a game, by today's standards anyway.
Yeah.
You just see more nut licking there. Like, we know somebody's being greased here.
Good grief.
Yeah.
This FIFA douche has just been bending over for Trump. I mean, first of all, I don't know if you saw, you know, you're in Seattle. A couple of weeks ago, Trump was like, we got to take these FIFA matches from Seattle, right, FIFA guy?
Yeah.
And he stood up. He was like, oh, well, you know, I mean, if Seattle's unsafe, then of course, then, yes. I mean, yeah, we would have to do that. Like, why don't you just tell them we're a private sport. We're going to put our games wherever the fuck we want to. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with any of your American cities we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, and you should be thankful to have Seattle doing this because, you know, we have a soccer team here and, you know, we've already got fans on board. So, and it's a beautiful city. Seattle's a beautiful city. The stadium's beautiful. So, yeah, oh, what a stupid thing. I mean, let's keep going because this just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
Hey, real quick, though.
And thank you.
Go ahead.
You know he's referencing, he's going to change the name of the Kennedy Center. That's what that little joke right there meant.
Yes, yeah. Of course. Everything's branded Trump, dude.
Yeah, no one's going to the Kennedy Center anymore either, so feel free to tie your name to that.
Yeah, please do, dude. Let people know before they get in the door what to expect, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
And thank you for putting a certain name on that building. I came, I said, boy, that is beautiful. That blew up last night. They said, that's a great honor. It really is. On this building, it's a great honor. Thank you very much. I assume you had a lot to do with that.
What's that?
He's talking about his name on this building in D.C. now.
Yes.
The Donald J. Trump Peace Center or whatever the fuck it is. I love that he's pretending like he had no idea. Oh, you guys just did this?
Yeah.
What an honor.
Yeah, completely. Let me get out of this. I got to roll into this clip, and then this will explain more to everyone.
Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome, sir.
Yeah. Are we going to see this?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is your prize. This is your Peace Prize. There is also a beautiful medal for you that you can wear everywhere you want to go.
Wear it right now.
Okay, let me hold. Fantastic. Thank you.
This is insane.
Thank you very much. This is truly one of the great honors of my life.
Wow.
And beyond awards, Johnny and I were discussing this. We saved millions and millions of lives. The Congo is an example. Over 10 million people killed, and it was heading for another 10 million very quickly. And it just, you know, the fact that we could do that, India, Pakistan, so many different wars that we're able to end, in some cases, a little bit before they started, just right before they started.
So I was about to start that we just stopped.
Right, yes. Let me tell you this, Steve, that when I was in second grade, now my wife tells me this all the time because we went to school together.
Yeah.
She says, when you were in second grade, you got up for the talent show in second grade. And you were showing a trophy to the classroom, and it had a soccer player on the top of it, and I put a piece of masking tape on it, and it said like number one breakdancer, okay, and I was showing it to the class, and I was a hell of a breakdancer. This is one of the greatest honors of your life. This is such a made up suck my taint type of award that has zero meaning. And he's putting the medal up, greatest honor of my life. What is happening here?
It's our participation trophy. I mean, it means nothing. Obviously, it was just made up.
Yeah.
I would be insulted if someone showed up and was like, you guys win the greatest podcasters in history award that we just made up because I'm trying to do business with you. And I'm like, oh, wow, look at this. Greatest podcasters ever. I am honored by this.
It's unreal. Yeah.
I mean, there are trophy shops. You can just order a trophy for anything you want. It doesn't mean it means anything.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, dude, but that he would sit up there and take it as if I guess that's part of Trump, is that he gets up and just says, like, this is such an honor, and all of his dumb maggots listen to him, and they're like, yeah, what an honor. You deserve it, sir.
Yeah.
And make it real.
Michael here. We got a troll. Haters. No, we're keeping it real. You little sycophant. You think this means anything?
No.
These are the exact same people that do make fun of participation trophies, which is a whole other topic. But that is exactly what little Donnie Jr. this got. Like, I got a little participation trophy from the soccer guy. He's licking my taint to get his games here. Like,
Jesus.
I mean, please. I would be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed if Obama or Biden or Newsom did that. And if anyone made up an award for us, I would just be like, I appreciate the gesture. We're not doing anything in public with that.
Because yes,
that is fucking embarrassing.
So like, embarrassing.
Please.
Man. Trump referenced all of these events, calling it a beautifully and aptly named building and medal for ending eight wars as we host a peace deal during a soccer. I just don't even know where to start with all of this and why it was
done. The peace deal while we're blowing up boats and starting new wars. Yes, you're the peace president. Yeah, hey, Michael, I thought he was the no new wars president. How do you wrap your head around all that?
Yeah. Unbelievable, dude. But it just goes to show that all of these powerful people continue to suck his ass. And I don't think we're going to see a ton of change until we see some of these people like Costco stepping up and saying, you know what? No, we're not going to suck your ass. You're terrible.
Listen, Mikey, when you got to make up a term like Trump derangement syndrome to wrap your head around why people hate your convicted felon, rapist, narcissistic, billionaire, douchebag, asshole, like maybe, just maybe you're the one with the derangement that you can't possibly understand why he would be so hated.
Laura asks a great question. Michael, do you really still believe in him? Like,
if there's
any derangement happening here.
This is what being in a cult is.
Yeah, that's right. The world is falling apart.
It's the definition of brainwashing in a cult. When he can do no wrong. When you can't even laugh at him getting this fake participation trophy.
Come on.
I mean, come on, Mikey. Pull your head out of your MAGA ass, dude. I mean, seriously, brother. You don't see the obviousness of any of this garbage. You worship him that badly.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Jeez, man.
It's great to have you in here, Michael. That's all you people post about. Post some solutions. First of all, we've talked about a lot of solutions, but nextly, it's not our job, dude. We're rating a president and a cabinet that's supposed to be doing a job.
Right.
So we're supposed to come to him for solutions.
Yeah. Impeachment would be a solution. Or just having a functioning government with actual checks and balances, you know. I mean,
yeah.
It's comical. So there you go.
Yep. Well, there you go, dude. A honor of Trump's lifetime right there, getting that award.
Yep. And speaking of this whole peace president thing, so a couple updates here on the Hegseth drama that we've been talking about for months here. So Pete Hegseth, accused of murdering Colombian fishermen, informal complaint from the victim's family. The family of a Colombian fisherman killed in a U.S. strike in the Caribbean is accusing the defense secretary, not the war secretary, the defense secretary of murder,
right,
pulling the Trump administration's drug boat campaign into an international human rights showdown. This guy was 42 from Colombia. He was killed on September 15th when our aircraft bombed a small boat he was working on, allegedly. Like, the fact that you take anyone's just word for this stuff is humorous, too.
Yeah.
His wife and four kids have now filed a formal complaint in Washington, D.C., based on Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, alleging that the United States carried out extrajudicial killings and violated his most basic rights.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, these are the same mega idiots that say the Constitution is, you know, such a great thing, but you don't believe in due process for all. You don't believe in anything other than the Second Amendment, because a lot of it contradicts everything going on right now.
It's like a lot of Christians, Steve, you know, like it's easy to believe in part of the Bible, you know, the part you agree with,
right.
You know,
cherry picking makes every debate so much easier.
Yes.
Whether it's the Bible or whatnot. So,
yeah.
And then, you know, yeah, there were some decent developments this week as far as some elected officials getting to view the video. And it just makes me a little sad that it seems to be breaking down on party lines. We've got House Intelligence Committee ranking member Jim Hines. He said, quote, "One of the most troubling things I've seen in my time in public service, you have two individuals in clear distress without any means of locomotion with a destroyed vessel who were just killed by the United States."
Yeah, he really did talk about it, you know, because there's hours between the two or three bombings, you know.
Yeah, and Hegseth didn't have time to stick around, as we've now heard.
He's busy, dude.
Busy guy.
Move on to other things, right. Which we'll get to later in the show as well. He's doing some important shit. But the way that he talked about that, you know, he said, I've been around for a long time, and I've seen a lot of sensitive, classified material that'll really rock your socks, you know.
Yeah.
And he basically said, like, this was hard to watch. It's something I'll never forget, and it was definitely murder,
right.
You know?
Listen, so the Admiral refuted this idea that he was given a kill-them-all order. So, all right, so I'll take him at his word, per se. I know there's going to be an investigation. Obviously, the implication was kill-them-all, but, okay, yeah. Even if you want to refute that that was flat-out the order, like, why would you circle back around, even if it was an hour or 2 hours later, and strike again? And Senator Tom Cotton came out with the most just bullshit answer about, well, these guys were trying to flip the boat back over, and he was implying that they could then, you know, radio for help or get the drugs back, or maybe they got weapons. But, like, they're hanging to the side of a blown-up, flaming boat. I'm sure they were trying to flip it over so they could get in it and not be drowning in the ocean. And Cotton also said that the boat was headed for America, so we were stopping these. It's theoretically, scientifically impossible for a boat that size with that amount of fuel to fucking get to America, and none of those boats come to America from there. That's not how any of those routes would work.
No.
So it's just a disingenuous answer all around.
I saw some piece of propaganda, you know, this, I don't even know who they were, but they worked for a MAGA news outlet, and they were showing the boats and showing how many, you know, like 50-gallon drums of gasoline they had in these boats. I'm like, no, dude, no, it would right. not take them to America. In fact, I did a little bit of research, and I think that they would have to, stop 23 to 30 times to fill all of those barrels up to get to America. Like,
and then what? Just pull into Key West or something and unload the drugs?
Party time, dude.
Coast Guard, no one else. Yeah. Like, it's just, I mean, the hypocriticalness of the pro-life party, the Bible-thumping party, the Constitution-loving party, yet no due process, flat-out murder, and just lying to us. It was not coming here. Please.
We talked a little bit earlier in the week, and you did a video for Really American that had a couple of kids, and their mom was trying to explain the hypocrisy that may be seen by right. certain people
right.
about, you know, bombing these boats and murdering people and then pardoning drug lord presidents, right?
Who was found guilty in a court of law in America.
Yes. And Biden. Biden. It was a Biden setup. You know, they were so hard on him. But it's just amazing the mental gymnastics that you have to go through to keep supporting this guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem. So I was admonishing any of these mega trolls, like, you don't see any of this as being hypocritical, lying, wrong. You can't see they're being manipulated on any level.
No.
I mean, at least be a genuine and just say, like, I'm here to be manipulated. Whatever that man wants to do to me, I'll let him do to me. Like, at least that I would accept as being sincere then.
Yeah. Or, you know, like, I've got a lot of people that I know. Oh, I shouldn't say a lot. I've got a few that I know that are like, as long as my savings account, as long as my 401k is larger, like, I don't really care what's going on.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, well, good. You're a fine citizen.
Yep.
We'll keep our eye on all of that. I'm wondering, because these boat bombings were happening, you know, every week it seemed.
Yeah.
When's the next one? Are
Today.
They going to hold on?
Already
it already happened?
Yeah. And Hegseth actually was joking about it on Twitter. One of his, you know, fucking sycophants was like, when are we going to have the next boat bombing? And he literally posted early this morning, ask and you shall receive. And he posted the latest. They killed 4 more people. So we're up over 90.
Beautiful.
And again, this is how they think of this. Like, just plow forward. Hear no evil, see no evil. If we pull it back, it's going to be some admission that we're up to no good. Like,
yeah.
This is why we have to just keep talking about this, keep getting vocal, because we need the sycophants around him. We need the Senator Cottons and Lindsey Graham. Like, some of these people holding up this mega base need to crumble away, and that will only happen with all of us talking about it.
Yes, 100%. Yep, we need to keep talking about it and talking about it like it's not right, you know, calling it murder.
Right, because it is.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, I've got a great conversation to have for you, or with you, coming out of Department of Homeland Security. First, I'm going to play a little video I saw this morning of Tom Holman talking to an auditorium of people, and I thought you guys might enjoy this.
And for people to say, you know, I'm a racist, I got no heart, you don't know me. You don't think this stuff keeps me up at night?
No.
That incident with 19 kids in the back of the tractor trailer, I'm not afraid to admit it. I had to go get help after the investigation was over. I couldn't sleep. I kept imaging what that five-year-old went through. It couldn't leave my mind. When I talked to a nine-year-old girl that's raped multiple times, that broke me. I'm not a racist. I have a heart. And the best thing you can do for the safety of this country and to save lives is secure the border.
Good Lord, dude.
He left out a word there. Humanely.
Yes.
The best thing you can do is to enforce laws humanely, secure the border humanely, deport people humanely. The fact that he is like, you don't think this stuff keeps me up at night? Dude, fucking look in a mirror then. Do you know what part of my job keeps me up at night? None of it.
Yeah, right. Know? Sleep like a baby, dude. I sleep like a baby. And yes, this can and has in the past been done with humanity.
Of course. And he's talking about, you know, little girls being violated. Like this guy says, yeah, F you. You take orders from the guy who did that kind of thing. Allegedly.
Yes. People are saying. People are talking. But, you know, he was like, I'm not a racist. You didn't mention one race thing. So you don't like things happening against kids. But you didn't prove you're not a racist.
He's not a racist. He just thinks it's okay to judge people based on their skin color.
Yes.
Is that it? Yeah. Oh, shit. I guess I am a racist. Never mind.
Right.
Like, someone tell him what that word means.
It's just incredible, dude. But I thought, what a video, dude. No one's going to cry a river for you not sleeping at night because of all the terrible atrocities against humanity that you're responsible for. You're not even an elected position, dude. What are you doing?
It's not even a congressionally confirmed position.
No.
Border czar. That's a made-up title. And yeah, there was another clip from there that is in the video that should be up by now on Really American I just did today about ongoing ICE protests in this country. And I don't know if you have it, the guy that called him a traitor?
No.
Okay, so, yeah, someone in the crowd, he was like, you know, Holman was like, call me whatever you want. And someone yells, traitor. and Holman's like, listen, until you put on a Kevlar vest and get yourself a weapon and go patrol the border, I don't want to hear from you. Like, first of all, has fat-ass Holman ever spent an eight-hour workday out there patrolling the border? No, obviously not.
No.
But also goes to this stupid logic that if you haven't done something, you're not allowed to judge something. So I think all mega men should shut up about abortion, about, I don't know, literacy, since none of you can string a sentence together. Like, it's a ridiculous notion to say that, you know, because you haven't done it, you don't have an opinion on it.
100%. Don't need it. We'll step this forward, dude, and continue to talk a little bit about the Department of Homeland Security with one of well-respected guy that I follow on social media, Tizzy Ent, and he posted something this morning that I was just like, wow, Project 2025 much?
Oh boy.
Post from the Department of Homeland Security on Twitter. Become a Homeland Defender today. This was their Thanksgiving post. Homeland Defender sounds weird. We're not under attack. When you start looking at other posts, help deport them, help arrest them. And then this one sort of jumped out at me. The fight for Western civilization is getting started. The fight for Western civilization. Who's attacking Western civilization? Sounding like a certain group that once caused a war of the world. Let me show you one more tweet. This tweet. The stakes have never been higher. The goal has never been more clear. Remigration now. What is remigration?
I didn't know.
What does that word mean? Have you heard the word or the term remigration before? Community Notes decided to come in clutch. Remigration is a European far-right concept of ethnic
cleansing via the mass deportation of non-white minority populations, especially immigrants, and sometimes including those born in Europe and holding European citizenship, to their place of racial ancestry.
Yep. Yeah, this whole notion that, you know, America used to be X percentage white and now it's this, Europe used to, who fucking cares? Who fucking cares?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, we're hearing it with the Somalian population right now. You know, there's a lot of rhetoric going around like that, you know, if we don't do something to stop this now, well, we'll be completely wiped out and they'll take over our country.
Yeah. Listen, everybody, if your entire identity is the color of your skin, you need to get some hobbies. You need to get a little better worldview. Like, you're honestly selling yourself short, okay?
Yeah.
This whole white pride thing or white nationalism, like, you're more than that. I mean, some of you clearly aren't, but you know what I mean? Like, this is just the dumbest thing to hang your identity on, the dumbest thing to be fighting against.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, this was like I was in elementary school. I remember thinking, I told a teacher this once, that someday, teacher, I think all of us are just going to be some shade of brown, right? Because even as a little kid, I was smart enough to see that over the course of time, like, the gene pools all do start to get convoluted.
Sure.
And we're just going to all end up a certain, you know, shade of brown, basically. And
yeah.
There is nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
No.
It's just, it's evolution, baby. I mean, that's destined to happen.
Yeah.
If you want to have yourself an all little white community, listen, there are rural parts of America where I challenge you to find a black guy, an Asian family, like anything. Like, fine, then go move to your shitty little town where there's nothing going on. The economy probably sucks. And fine, then just go live that little life. But stop trying to push it on the rest of us.
Yes.
These are the people always, you're pushing your gay lifestyle on. Stop pushing your white pride style on me.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it should go without saying. I mean, I can't believe we're having this conversation in 2025 right now. It's nuts, dude. Nobody's really white anymore. It's so crazy,
yes,
right?
Fair.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth of the matter. You got a few albinos out there, you know, but I mean, really, no one's white.
Yes, it's spot on, and I don't even know what you're clinging to. It is just straight up backwoods racism garbage, and it's because all of this is emboldened again, and it's all of this Nazi-esque talk and language. Stop calling us Nazis. Well, stop fucking referencing them. Stop bringing up their talking points. Like,
all of this re-migration aligns with Project 2025's DHS blueprint, mass deportation via expanded ICE, expedited removal, up to 100K daily detentions, militarized borders, wall expansions, asylum barriers, framed as defending American identity from non-white invasion. Hey, when's the last time you heard anything about alligator Alcatraz? You know, when's the last time you heard about some of these other camps that they're sticking people in, including children, mind you? There's a couple of places in Texas that are, oh, I can't remember the exact name they've given them, but they're something like tender houses or something like that. But, yeah, this is all still going on. People are having a difficult time discussing it because there's a lot of other shit happening. But atrocities daily.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I'm having technical problems again.
Oh, that's all right.
The hell is going on here? I do wonder about a lot of these things, quite frankly, that we don't hear about them. I feel like they try to test the waters, and then they realize that them all look like Nazis, so maybe they take it back down a notch as far as talking about alligator Alcatraz all the time. Like,
maybe. But, yeah. Yep. I don't know. But we obviously got some big problems going on here, so... remigration, a term that I guess I wish I didn't know, but I do now. Let me see here. Maybe we should get into a little talk about some of the rhetoric that's taking place with the Somalian community right now. Trump is talking a lot of shit about Ilhan Omar and, I mean, just the population in general. You want to talk about it, Steve? Are you with me, or should I just carry
I'm here.
Well, okay.
Feel free.
Okay, I'm going to play this video here, this first one for y'all.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is saying that he's actually proud to have the largest Somali community in the country, and his police chief...
Well, then he's a fool.
Well, his police chief is also saying...
I wouldn't be proud to have the largest Somalian... Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just people walking around killing each other. Look, these Somalians have taken billions of dollars out of our country. They've taken billions and billions of dollars. They have a representative, Ilhan Omar, who they say married her brother. It's a fraud.
It's another one of Trump's made-up stories because it's proven that it is proven that didn't happen, but he continues to talk about it, and all the far right continue to be like, oh, yeah, you know, she got into the country because she screwed her brother. Didn't happen.
She tries to deny it now, but you can't really deny it because, you know, it just happened. And she shouldn't be allowed to be a congresswoman, and I'm sure people are looking at that, and she should be thrown the hell out of our country. And most of those people, they have destroyed Minnesota, okay? Minnesota, you have an incompetent governor. You have a crooked governor. He's crooked as hell, but he's incompetent.
Wow.
A lot to unpack, dude.
Yeah, right? I mean, he is just repeating racist lies with no foundation in reality. And, yeah. You know, again, I mean, yes, racism is very obvious in these statements. However, why doesn't he do this with any other group? When a white guy shoots up something, he's never going to say, oh, all white guys from America have to be banned. One guy from Afghanistan, one person from Somalia does something, and he just is dying for an excuse for this racist garbage, and that's the excuse he needs.
Yes, 100%. During that cabinet meeting, President Trump called Somalian immigrants garbage who contribute nothing, saying, I don't want them in our country, and warning the U.S. That we're at a tipping point that will go bad if it keeps taking in garbage.
Unbelievable.
Hurts to say for sure, but let's hear from a man who could actually have something to say about it.
Donald Trump's calling our Somali neighbors garbage and the state of Minnesota a hellhole is, I'm assuming, is unprecedented for a United States president. We've got little children going to school today who their president called them garbage. This shouldn't be that difficult of trying to conflate. Look, we see it here. You commit crimes, you go to jail. Doesn't matter what your race is, what your ethnicity, religion. But demonizing the entire group of people by their race and their ethnicity, a very group of people who contribute to the vitality, economic, cultural of this state, is something I was hoping we'd never have to see. This is on top of all of the other vile comments. So let's be very clear. This should be easy to differentiate. You should very easily be able to say, we need to continue to work together if there's crime, whether it's white, black, who cares, but to be able to condemn this.
Yeah, right. I mean, it seems real simple, but... I guess it's not. I mean, people are jumping on this bandwagon. I saw a lot of Somali people, especially, oh, I don't know, like right around that age of like 15 to 25, talking this morning and just talking about some of the things that they are now going through ever since Trump started spewing all this garbage and rhetoric. And
right.
Yeah, it's, again, I mean, it's crime against humanity, dude. They're being looked down on and bullied, and people are saying terrible things to them. You know, like, I don't know how that makes you feel better. I would, you know, I guess it's easy to say, like, oh, well, you probably are a very unhappy person yourself if you have the power within you to do that. But all that is just obvious talk, dude. I don't know where this all comes from and why America, like Tim Walz said there, I think this is unprecedented. I don't think we've ever heard a president say that. I would agree. And why is no one standing up and saying you can't talk like that, dude? This is America.
Yeah. No, I mean, the problem is twofold. One, his base loves this stuff, and he always wants to throw raw meat to them.
Yeah.
And also, it just, like I said, he's looking for excuses to spew any of this stuff. He wants to be able to declare martial law. He wants to be able to send troops into cities. This thing that happened in D.C. with the Afghanistan guy that, you know, shot up the National Guardsmen, like, he was frothing at the mouth for that kind of an opportunity.
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
And now the court has given him the opportunity to extend the stay, the National Guard. Like, he just wants to throw fuel on the fire of any of this stuff that feeds into their racist, narrow backwoods logic. So part of me thinks we got to talk about it because you have to put a spotlight on this stuff. But
yeah,
it's also just so unserious that it really isn't even worth anyone's time.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, this takes me back to, you know, when all of those Proud Boys were marching with torches in Charlotte. Oh, there's good people on both sides. Like, he loves to get these asshats riled up about this shit.
Well, and now we're talking about this and not the economy or the Epstein files or anything else. But, you know, we've said it before. You can't completely ignore this stuff.
Yeah.
But it hurts my head that we have to talk about it.
Yep, completely. So that's all I got on that. But, yeah, pretty sickening. So,
yeah. Well, speaking of mega sycophants that are okay with everything, you know, the stupid ballroom, I just keep hearing, not only online, but even people in my life that, you know, are mega types or no mega types, and I got to look at their comments and whatnot. Like,
yeah,
you know, the ballroom, $300 million, but it's not costing us anything. Like, you know, he's got a, first of all, he's basically bribed and or extorted some of these businesses into donating to that ballroom. Secondly, like, okay, so we got $300 million from corporations. You don't think there's anything better he could be spending this on than the ballroom?
Right.
Like, yeah. There's no way you cannot say it's an epic waste of time and money and a desecration of the White House. But I just find it funny that we have officially confirmed now that Trump fired the White House ballroom architect because they were arguing about the size of the building. The architect was telling him, we cannot make this ballroom dwarf the actual White House. It's bad architecture. It's bad history appreciation. Just don't do it. So Trump fired the guy. And with everything, he went out and hired someone who will just do whatever the hell he says.
Unreal, dude. I mean, it is really unbelievable, but so Trumpy for sure, right?
Absolutely. $300 million ballroom, supposed to be 55,000 square feet, now 90,000, and I would be more than willing to bet he's trying to make it even bigger than that, and that was probably the breaking point with this actual career architect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet you're probably right, dude. What's the other building that he's trying to, the Roosevelt building that he's trying to paint it white? And they have a lawsuit out against it saying that that building is a historical building and it can't, you shouldn't be painting it, you know.
I don't know what that story is. That's interesting. No.
Yeah. I wish I had it in front of me because I'd tell you more about it. But he's basically, I think it's the Roosevelt building. Sits near, right in the compound of the White House, and he's trying to paint it white because he thinks it's the ugliest building he's ever seen because it's kind of a stone color, you know. It was built, I don't know, a long time ago, so.
Yeah.
But you're right. Here's more great shit that we're talking about instead of all that stuff that is important. And we think about, you know, he talks out of both sides of his mouth because, what, we got to get homeless vets taken care of. We got to get mental health taken care of. There's food insecurity. There's drug problem. Like, you really think that's where the money's best spent? Huh?
No, of course not. Can I play one quick clip here?
Yeah.
This, first of all, everyone can see what I look like again. I don't know what the fuck is going on with my camera. We'll get into that some other time. But, you know, listen, I did the Lev Parnas interview, which feels like a month ago. I guess it was a couple of days ago, actually.
Right.
And this part was in the video, but I've had a few people comment to me that this does not seem to be getting enough attention. So let me just play this brief clip, and then I just want to hammer it down a little bit more.
Please.
And that's why this war with Venezuela is very dangerous, is because, you know, he could inflict martial law during wartime, call off elections, you know, right. Do all kinds of stuff. And that's where it becomes a double edged. Yeah. So, yes, it's not just a distraction. Yes, they want the oil. Yes. But it also feeds their purpose because, you know, it could help with, you know, stopping the momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was nothing I had ever thought about, nothing I thought Lev was going to throw out there, but what he did, my heart kind of sank. And I've had a couple of people ask me, like, okay, how could he use this fake war in Venezuela to postpone our elections or declare martial law? And during this interview, it was such, you know, new information, I didn't even have time to think about it, but
yeah.
I put a little thought into it, and I've read up on the topic a little bit more, and it would actually be pretty easy. So if we're at war with narco terrorists in Venezuela, all Trump would have to do is say, hey, I've got intel coming in. Narco terrorists are going to attack New York City on election day. Narco terrorists coming after Seattle, coming after L.A. They want to disrupt our election process. So in order to keep all of us safe, we're going to postpone the election, not cancel it, of course. We're just going to postpone it. I do need to declare martial law because there are narco terrorists coming for our major city. So everyone, just to keep America safe, we're just going to postpone the elections. And I mean, of course, the mega base would die for that opportunity because they know they're going to lose.
Yes.
And yes, as with everything, like the boat strikes, they never show us any intelligence to back anything up. So he can make up whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a month becomes 6 months. So we'll just do it again next November. Oh, now there's a new threat. Like, this is what he is dying for. So he's going to create a war based on people he designated he could kill, so he can then designate distress here in America based on everything he concocted.
Yes, 100%, dude. And the thing, I think the reason people want you to get that video out more is because it's not you or I saying that. It's somebody who has sat next to Trump and helped get him elected the first time around. Michael in our chat room today, that's MAGA, is saying, like, he could do anything. You guys are on a roll. You're making all this shit up. That's not the truth, dude. Lev told you. And again, he sat right next to him, and this was the plan. If you haven't seen this video, this was the plan the first time around, but there were too many adults in the room to let it go through. That's not the case anymore. So this is not a made-up thing.
Yeah, no. This is somebody who was part of the team, who was part of making up this plan. Somebody who has now said, Michael, I was in a cult. I couldn't see the forest through the trees. I had to go to prison in order to reflect on my life to realize, holy crap, have I screwed up? I was being suckered.
Yes.
And it is what every mega person has not seen yet. So again, yeah, it's not us just making up some wild theory. These are people that were part of the plan with him. Lev is now trying to tell us all, this is what the plan is. Please listen.
He's trying to atone, dude. He's trying to atone.
Exactly. Exactly. So the deathbed confessions like this are something that should be listened to, because Lev would actually be much smarter to just stick with the mega talking points.
Yes.
He would have gotten pardoned for this, that, or anything else he did. He could still be in Trump world making all the money. Like, he really has nothing to gain, per se, other than the atonement that he wants. So I would suggest you listen to somebody who's literally a former cult member, part of making the plan. Like, how much more inside of a source could you get?
Genie in the chat just said, he said over and over, no more elections. And you're right. He did say that. He's got frickin' hats that are saying, you know, the same thing. So, yeah, why? I don't understand why you don't believe him.
Yeah, yeah. Believe what he says, because he's said it many times. So, like I said, I feel that little clip needs to get a little more attention. So I just really wanted to not only replay it, but actually connect the dots as to how we could quite easily do that. And the Michaels of the world will go right along with it, because they're sheep.
Well, the good news is, Steve, Michael's been tuned into the podcast for almost an hour now, so maybe we've made a little difference. You know,
maybe. Either way, Michael, thanks for helping generate some revenue for the show, because I know you've been sitting through the commercials, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
That goes in our pockets.
Hey, dude. We use
it to fund liberal causes.
Stephen Miller, you know, that's, I think if I was a kid, Stephen Miller's the person that I would think was under my bed at night, you know, like, he's just that kind of monster to me.
Yeah.
His wife does a podcast, and she's having some of these cronies of Trump's on the podcast. You know, it's kind of a nice little inside look at the cult close up. This is a clip I pulled of her sitting down with Pete Hegseth and his wife. Just thought it was interesting.
Who would you trust to babysit your kids?
Who would I trust to babysit my kids?
This can only be another member of the cabinet?
Only another member of the cabinet? Oh, I mean,
none.
Not your husband or Marco.
Well, I think in fairness, he's worried that if I babysat his kids, they'd come back after a couple hours and they would say, Daddy, why don't you send the military into Minnesota to help us with the Somali refugees?
Yeah, that's a telling answer.
Completely, dude.
I mean, it's top of mind awareness. He was put on the spot, and he immediately thought, you could tell his first thought was none of them.
Yes.
But then, yes, his brain just goes to, well, I'm sorry, not your husband, obviously. Yep. And they all laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, no, he's pretty fucked in the head. You're probably right to not want him around your children.
Yeah. And then the monster himself comes on and says, you know, yeah, because his kids would be thinking, you know, why don't you go kill more narco traffickers?
Yes, I would sit there and spew propaganda to your children.
Yes, right. Steve, we had a couple of tree lightings that took place over the last few days. Let me play these for you and get your reaction, okay?
A couple of months ago, my wife said, babe, President Trump brought Merry Christmas back.
No, he didn't.
We're going to bring Christmas back to the Pentagon. All right, we're going to count down from five. We'll get it right.
We'll get it right.
All right, five, four, three, two, one. All right.
Sure, dude. Wow. Like, there's not, the lights don't even really glow on it. I was like, oh, that's kind of lackluster.
Yeah, no kidding.
But so he kicked that off, and then Trump and Melania had the tree lighting in the White House. This was.
We don't have to wear hats or anything. This is a special time, and Melania and I are thrilled to wish everyone here tonight and Americans all across this land a very, very Merry Christmas. So is everybody ready to light the beautiful Christmas tree? Are you ready?
Okay, he's going to do the countdown, dude. He only goes from five down to one, okay? But he has to read it, which I thought was so funny. Like, why are you reading off a script right now?
So the First Lady is going to do the honors, and we're going to do a countdown. We'll go from five to zero, okay? Five, four, three, two, one.
Won't grab his hand. No closer. She's so, I mean, oops. She's so done with that guy, dude. And in that interview with Lev Parnas, he was like, yeah, that's a fake marriage, BT Dubs.
Yes. No, I've got that clip, too. I don't think we have time. But no, I mean, the marriage is as fake as the holiday cheer they're all spreading there. And that's hilarious. So,
well,
I will say I'm going to the tree lighting in the capital of Nevada tonight. So that's on my to-do list.
Well, dude, being a guy who has done a lot of ceremonial things like lightings of trees and, you know, New Year's Eve, dropping balls and stuff like that. Those
were
pretty. I started
at 10. I don't mean to be weird about things, but
most people do, you know. And you don't go. Why does it bother me that Trump went from, he said he was going to go from 5 to 0?
He never went to 0, did he?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. So.
Terrible pacing, too.
Yes.
All right, everybody. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like, way to hype up the drama there. That's
great.
Pretty good. And that's advanced math for these megatypes. That's why both of those tree lighting started at 5.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, Trump never looked away from his script when he was counting down. I just thought that was hysterical.
You got to know your audience.
Indeed, you do. All right, dude. Well, I guess we're out of time today.
Indeed. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on with the camera, but I'm glad you all got some extra FaceTime with Nick, so that's a blessing. Maybe it's this Red Satan studio you got going on.
I don't think so, dude. I don't think it has anything to do with it.
It probably does, but anyways, you can go to our website, thevocalminority.net, if you want to message us directly. Otherwise, we've got our own social media pages, but we're all over the really American world. A bunch of independent people here trying to fight the good fight and spread some information. Also mixed in with humor and satire and everything else, which all drives Mega nuts, which is all the more reason you should support us.
Indeed. Thanks for listening to the show today. Take the weekend, you know, touch a little grass, catch your breath, and we will be back next week with a couple of podcasts right here on the Really American platform.
Hello, guys, gals, and that'll do it for another edition of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Really American media platform. Check out all our social media wherever good social media is found. Until next time, you tiny little bastards, good day.
Good day, Steve.
Me.
Ha ha ha.